So, Roger, we see their blueprint in the future. Not just deplatform, not just not let us speak in public, but literally take all the money we have or put us in prison by calling us white supremacists. This is next level, Roger, and I know it's got to piss you off.
Yeah, Alex, it is somewhat aggravating, but this is the new tactic. Call anyone you disagree, whether it's Tucker Carlson or General Michael Flynn or Alex Jones or Roger Stone, a white supremacist. Particularly the two worst offenders, the Business Insider. Folks, let's be very clear. They're not about business and they're not insiders. They're also not journalists. They're haters. They're distortionists. Two stories in a row insisting that I am a white supremacist. Alex, I have a 30-year record of opposing the racist war on drugs. The war on drugs, as originally started under President Richard Nixon, was focused on drug traffickers and drug dealers. It was Senate Judiciary Chairman Joe Biden and President Bill Clinton who mandated the harsh mandatory penalties for the first time nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs that has fallen disproportionately on black people. Yes, I'm sorry. I have been a 30-year critic. I have marched against the war on drugs. I have written about it. I have given speeches about it. I supported the two presidents who've done more for black people than any presidents in my history. Richard Nixon, who desegregated the public schools, not Lyndon Johnson, not John F. Kennedy, but Richard Nixon. He also gave us affirmative action. I support affirmative action. A lot of conservatives vociferously criticized me for that.
Well, that's right. For anybody that knows Roger Stone's pedigree, you are extremely liberal and super pro-black. That's why this is so outrageous. The black community loves you, but this is so desperate and so criminal in my view. Banning you, being able to speak because they're calling you a white supremacist. I talked about this some yesterday, and it's such a big deal because they admit on CNN and MSNBC that it is the model for Tucker Carlson, Fox News, and any other populist groups that are out there. We showed you the judge's ruling that she affirmed last Friday in a hearing. A month and a half ago, the Democrat Party Soros-funded judge said, you may not mention the First Amendment or that you're innocent or this is a show trial. And we're already guilty, she's ruled, defaulting us, unprecedented. So a jury will decide how guilty we are. And basically, we have to sit there and not talk. And it's going to be on national TV. 18 networks, 18 groups have filed to carry it live. When I checked a few weeks ago, it's probably 30 or 40 now. Just at the pretrial deal, there was like 30-something media there. They have ruled that we can't talk. And they have said they're going to have white supremacist experts. What's that have to do with Sandy Hook and me questioning it? There. And in Connecticut, they've ruled the same experts. And they say, Alex Jones is a white supremacist, and we cannot respond. We said, we have footage of me protesting the KKK. All these statements, they said, no, those cannot be shown. You may not respond while we say you're KKK. Now, our listeners know that's a lie, but folks, this isn't just a show trial. This is just a rigged trial. I have the actual rulings right here, and we'll cover it when Robert Barnes is on with his third hour. A press release is going to come out today in the next 30 minutes at Infowars.com that affects everybody. But this formula is incredible. The Reawaken America tour has been going on for over a year. It gets up to 20,000 people at it. I went to one in San Antonio with 10,000 people 6 months ago, standing room only with General Flynn. And it's black people, Hispanics, whites, old, like a tent revival, hugging each other, loving each other. I would say black folks are overrepresented, which is great, as the speakers. They're amazing. So many incredible people. They were going to have a big event in California. The liberals called it white supremacist. Put a picture of Roger Stone, who headed up Trump's outreach to black folks in the 2016 campaign because he loves, he was trying to get prison reform, which the left's gone too far from, but that's how liberal Roger Stone is in many ways compared to the average Republican. If you have a criticism, it might be that. And I'm not criticizing him. I mean, I don't want nonviolent offenders in jail. But the idea that he is a white supremacist is pure defamation. He doesn't have the money. I don't have the money for lawsuits. So he's a white supremacist. I'm a white supremacist. Everybody's a white supremacist but the Democratic Party. Venue cancels pro-Trump tour featuring Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, huge picture of Roger Stone, after a community petition warned it could attract white supremacist Yahoo News. Other headlines just said it's a white supremacist event. New York Trump event canceled. So in New York, California, everywhere, over fears of white supremacists. New York's the main one. Venue cancels pro-Trump tour featuring Michael Flynn, Roger Stone for community petition warns it's white supremacists. So it's happening in New York. It's happening in California. It's happening all over the place because the left says you're white supremacist. Here's some of the headlines on me. Judge orders Alex Jones to pay $1 million fine in fees to Sandy Hook parents before I'm even found guilty. All the articles about how they're going to say I'm a white supremacist. And, oh, Alex begs the court not to say he's a white supremacist. Imagine the rigging of this. Roger, I'm ranting. I've introduced all this here. Here it is. Denied. Court refuses Alex Jones' request to deny paying $1 million. Oh, that's the other one. Alex Jones' lawyers want to bar all mention of white supremacy and extremism from his trial with Sandy Hook families. Business Insider. No, they don't want to bar it. They have experts saying I'm a white supremacist. And then I'm not allowed to respond, the judge said. So, Roger, we see their blueprint in the future. Not just deplatform, not just not let us speak in public, but literally take all the money we have or put us in prison by calling us white supremacists. This is next level, Roger, and I know it's got to piss you off.
Yeah, Alex, it is somewhat aggravating, but this is the new tactic. Call anyone you disagree, whether it's Tucker Carlson or General Michael Flynn or Alex Jones or Roger Stone, a white supremacist. Particularly the two worst offenders, the Business Insider. Folks, let's be very clear. They're not about business and they're not insiders. They're also not journalists. They're haters. They're distortionists. Two stories in a row insisting that I am a white supremacist. Alex, I have a 30-year record of opposing the racist war on drugs. The war on drugs, as originally started under President Richard Nixon, was focused on drug traffickers and drug dealers. It was Senate Judiciary Chairman Joe Biden and President Bill Clinton who mandated the harsh mandatory penalties for the first time nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs that has fallen disproportionately on black people. Yes, I'm sorry. I have been a 30-year critic. I have marched against the war on drugs. I have written about it. I have given speeches about it. I supported the two presidents who've done more for black people than any presidents in my history. Richard Nixon, who desegregated the public schools, not Lyndon Johnson, not John F. Kennedy, but Richard Nixon. He also gave us affirmative action. I support affirmative action. A lot of conservatives vociferously criticized me for that.
Well, that's right. For anybody that knows Roger Stone's pedigree, you are extremely liberal and super pro-black. That's why this is so outrageous. The black community loves you, but this is so desperate and so criminal in my view. Banning you, being able to speak because they're calling you a white supremacist.
It's a smear. It's a communist tactic, but it's the one we must get used to. And it has to be rebutted. As soon as it rears its ugly head, that's exactly what we are doing here today. White supremacist. My ass.
Gosh, unbelievable. Stay with us. We'll be right back, Roger. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. First time caller, long time listener. I'm a self-employed 66-year-old senior who last November moved from the suburbs of Detroit to leave the Nazi governor, moved to the panhandle of Florida, and at the time, my family and friends thought I'd lost my mind. They no longer think that way, but at the time, they did. And I want to say, God bless you. Stay on the air. The devil is a liar. I'm going to plug one of your products. I listen all the time, and I heard this guy talking about the iodine supplement X2 saying, well, he's been taking it, his memory's getting better, and he's having dreams, and I'm like, yeah, maybe. So I had to go back to Michigan for 3 weeks for business. I came back, and for a week, I had massive sinus headache, massive sinus condition, and an earache that was driving me nuts. I said, you know what? I'm going to try the X2. I had just gotten it. 2 days later, earache was gone. Sinuses were cleared. No headaches. I couldn't believe it. The stuff is real. It works. So anyways, I want to thank you for all that.
Roger Stone, I want to get the 35,000-foot view or the 10-mile view, if you will, as well. What would you call this period of time with Biden announcing a climate emergency? I've got the document right here saying they're going to seize control. No more oil exports, no more oil drilling here. This will kill the economy. Buttigieg says, yeah, we're going to ban your gas cars. Meanwhile, they blame Russia and gas stations for what's happening. And the Democratic Party in all the polls is committing suicide. But their clear answer is dictatorship over energy, dictatorship over the military. in all this legislation. And then we're not hearing almost anything out of the Republican leadership on this other than Tucker Carlson. What do you make of this?
First, one housekeeping thing, Alex, and then I will answer your question. The Reawaken America tour for Rochester, New York, August 12th and 13th, has not been canceled. Not been canceled. It is moving to a new venue. These claims of white supremacy are baseless. It's a smear tactic. You can go to thrivetimeshow.com and still get tickets. We will not be intimidated by smear tactics. Now, Alex, let me address that question. This is not as if these are misguided liberal policies and that they really don't understand that turning off the Keystone Pipeline or opening our southern border is going to have a negative effect. This is extraordinarily purposeful. It's completely purposeful. They seek nothing less than the complete destruction of this country. And now, because they fear that they're about to lose the midterm elections, they are moving ahead aggressively with executive orders to seize power and to try to expedite this destruction of the country on every front, on every front.
It really is astounding to be living through this. You've been involved in politics 50 years. I've been involved 28 years. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I've never seen this level of the Democrat media coordination. I mean, they are completely in it together.
And they censor us. And they censor us on top of it.
It's the first time in American history that all mass communications, whether it's network television, cable television, corporate radio, which, as you know, is slowly squeezing out the mom and pops, all print media, whether it's newspapers, magazines, and of course the internet. It's why the survival of InfoWars is so vitally important. I remember you telling me a couple weeks ago how much trouble you were having getting very, very high quality turmeric. The news that bodies will be available again, this is extraordinarily good news, folks. This is a great product. I use it. My wife uses it. My son, who's a police officer, uses it. You can't get turmeric like this anyplace else. So that was very good news, Alex. Very good news indeed.
Well, as you know, we're all under total attack, and tyrants are very good at easing us into the hot waters. We don't notice we're boiling to death, but we're really at that point. Look into your crystal ball. Biden's collapsing. They're talking about replacing him. We're 111 days out from the midterms. What do you think they're going to pull next, and how do we counter them? How do we stop them?
You know, I think the fact that we're reading more and more about the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop and that that is now bled over into mainstream media coverage means that his days are numbered. The left has determined that his usefulness is over. I suggest that they will remove him either before or most likely immediately after the midterm election under the 25th Amendment. He will leave willingly on the condition that he can pardon his son and his brother on his way out the door. They've been involved in massive corruption as well as treason. And I think you're going to see a complete reshuffle of the deck. That would mean technically Kamala Harris moves up to be president. She would be allowed to appoint a vice president, but that vice president would require confirmation not just from the Senate, but from the Senate and the House.
And the word is Gavin Newsom, obviously we've been seeing a lot of scuttlebutt about that. She's gone and met with all the top donors. Even the New York Times has said they're preparing her. Who do you think she would tap to be the vice president? Because obviously then they'll remove her and put that person in.
I still side with my friend Joel Gilbert. I still believe that Michelle Obama is where they're going to pin their hopes. Hillary Clinton would like very much to step into the scene. John Durham is about to take care of that. I'm not saying that Durham is going to charge Hillary Clinton. He's not. He's going to conclude in her report that she and her friends committed egregious crimes, but they're time barred by the statute of limitations from
prosecuting. That's right. So he's going to scuttle Hillary and then help Obama, who's really the president, continue on through his new puppet, Michael Obama.
This is exactly the plan. People lose sight of the fact that the Obamas hate the Clintons perhaps almost as much as we do. And they want her off the stage because she and her husband have become a major embarrassment. So unfortunately, I'm afraid Mr. Durham here is going to do the handiwork of the globalists by conveniently getting Hillary out of the way. And that paves the way for a Michelle Obama rise. The Democratic ticket in 2024 will be Michelle Obama and Pete Buttigieg. That covers the two largest and most important constituencies in the modern Democratic Party. You heard it here first.
All right, Roger, you were on with us on Friday, July 1st, and I said, I've talked to members of Congress that have talked to Trump recently. He's planning on running in the next few months. You said, yeah, maybe even as early as July 4th, but it looks like July. Then on July 15th, he said, yes, I'm running. I just haven't decided when to announce it. So that was a Trump announcement right there. What's the latest scuttlebutt on that?
Well, the most important thing to remember about Donald Trump, the most predictable thing, is that he's completely unpredictable. I am still absolutely convinced that he is running. I think he has a little greater flexibility based on the release of a memo today by Attorney General Merrick Garland, who essentially seems to be telegraphing that there'll be no indictment of Donald Trump before the election. Before the election. Doesn't mean they won't try to charge him with some fabricated crime regarding January
6th. But couldn't that be a feint so that he doesn't announce?
It could be. Look, I think that that there's a lot of arguments for not running, not announcing before this November. First of all, sustaining a presidential campaign for 18 months, extremely difficult. If the party falls short this fall, which they're going to, meaning it's not that I don't think we will win, but I don't think we will win by the massive margins being currently predicted.
Because of the fraudulent seawall of election fraud.
Exactly. Then they would blame that on Trump. There are also a number of legal obstacles. The good news is he's running. The only question is when he chooses to announce it. And I think he is, in fact, undecided on that point right now. Personally, I hope he waits until immediately after the midterms, because he would also be accused of distracting money and attention to the many good candidates and some bad candidates who are on the ballot as Republicans this fall.
But Roger, you saying that from your intel, looked like July that he would say he was running. He did say last week, yeah, I'm going to run. I haven't decided when. So that really is an announcement. And so that's tomorrow's news today that verifies what you said.
Yeah, I think we were correct. We were both speculating that it might be July 4th. That would have been a public relations tour de force. We didn't say it flatly that it would be. But I agree with you. If you go back and look what he said the second week of July, I think our information was correct. The key point, again, is I do believe he's running. I do believe he's our strongest candidate. I think it was Kim Clement, the famous prophet, who said he would serve two terms. I still believe he will serve two terms.
All right, stonecoldtruth.com. You host your own show on Frank Speech. What is it, 5 p.m. Central or 6 p.m. Central? And everybody can know.
The Stone Zone, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern every single day at frankspeech.com. Scroll down to Lindell TV 2. You can catch me there at the Stone Zone. Thank you, Alex. As far as the white supremacy crap, I think we've disposed of that. You're not a white supremacist. I'm not. And we don't support them.
I am a human supremacist. Thank you so much, Roger. I believe in the nuclear family supremacy. I believe in God's supremacy. We're going to go to break. Thank you, Roger Stone. We're going to come back with a special report that we haven't aired yet, and then Mike Adams on this climate dictatorship being announced and the attempt to just wreck the economy even further to bring us to our knees for the Great Reset. That's coming up next hour. Please don't forget, you can pre-order right now. It ships the 29th. Alex's War, a third-party documentary that is incredibly well done. Already number two on Apple film for people that want to see it there. I don't make any money off that, but it does fund the operation when you get the film. Discount on other films as well, like 2,000 Mules at InfoWarsStore.com. Have it in your library so they can't censor it as easily as you can show it to friends and family. And back in stock, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the highest level curcuminoid, so good for your whole body, your joints, your immune system, and more. Back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And the new product, Diet Force, clean, healthy weight loss, turn up your metabolism, and has a lot of energy as well. Diet Force. PrepareWithAlex.com, hyperlinks to PrepareToday.com, which is run by our great Swerbal Foods distributor and the great folks over there. And they have all the food in stock and the water filters and the air filters and all these other best-selling survival and preparedness items many of which are the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. Could you find something on there maybe lower in Amazon? Yeah, you want to support the New World Order? The point is, almost all of it's the lowest price you're going to find. It's all very competitive. PrepareToday.com, PrepareToday.com. It's all there, ready to ship now. And this is how you beat inflation. You buy food now, and as the price goes up, you save money. I told you this 30 months ago. Those of you that bought food then, boy, were you smart. And it's only going to go up anyway. So even if you waited or didn't do it, now is the time to stop procrastinating. PrepareToday.com and be smart. Separately, we hold back items for people that sign up for auto ship with an additional 10% off. And they overheld some stuff. So it's coming back in late July, they think. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, one of our best-selling products. High-quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids. So tasty, so great for children, adults, you name it. Put a scoop of it in water, some ice. Tastes amazing. Does so many great things because it's liquid. You absorb a lot more of it than pills, even if they're high quality. We found 1,100 bottles of that because of a miscalculation with auto ship we had. It'll sell out probably today. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And despite the fact that it'll sell out today, it's still 25% off. And I'm going to stop right there now, and I'm going to move back to your phone calls. Other than saying this, I talked to Dinesh D'Souza five weeks ago, with I think the most important documentary ever proving that they stole the election. And I said, I bet I'll buy 100,000 DVDs from you because people want to have it in their archive. And it's such a historic film. And we bought 20,000. I said, I think we'll be reordering it every few weeks. We've only sold out half of these. And I'm not mad at the audience. I just think you're crazy. With all the censorship online, with what's happening, you need this historic film on your shelf to show friends, family, neighbors, your office, your boss, your employees, your church, whoever. And so we have it. We have Cobaland 3, The Shot, getting into how deadly The Shot is. Both those are discounted together, but everybody needs them. InfoWarsStore.com. But I'll be quite frank, I'm surprised more people haven't got it. I think you're crazy when you're over on the site getting other products to not get this, and it keeps the show on the air. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.